Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Thursday, July 1st, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Despite continued war, there's a strong start for the new Kashmiri broadcast effort. Zimbabwe's church leaders look forward to Bible training, and children reach out to Romania's kids with the hope of Christ. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in the Kashmiri region, where violence stalks this week's peace efforts between India and Pakistan over the disputed Himalayan border area. Despite the volatility and remoteness of its target area, Words of Hope teams are encouraged by the start of the new Kashmiri broadcast effort. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says they're hoping to see that ministry grow in the near future.
The programs are heard once a week, and we have plans to increase that. We hope to eventually become daily. There are now 3 programs a week that are on, and we hope to increase it to a greater number soon.
DeYoung says early reaction has been encouragingly positive. The team's found an openness for their gospel broadcasts.
It's all being done in the name of jihad, and that has really created a weariness among the Muslim population. And I think that a growing number of them are much more open to something other than Islam because they just don't see any hope for peace.
Next, Ghanaian government officials are trying to fight debilitating poverty. As part of their strategy, they're looking at health risks affecting productivity. One of those risks is lack of eye care. Thousands need cataract surgery, and many suffer from glaucoma. International Aid's Sonny Enriquez says they're helping by setting up a new eye care clinic.
This will be providing 2 kinds of services. One is the basic eye care service, and then it will provide cataract surgeries, and also for glaucoma treatment.
Enriquez says the staff in Tema witnesses by sharing and caring for the patients. It's a natural fit.
It's almost like an instant miracle. Let's say you walk into the clinic blind. After a few hours, you'll be seeing things. And so this ability to have sight is seen as a miracle. And so this is a great opportunity for sharing the love of Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. According to OC International's Dean Carlson, 80% of church leaders in Zimbabwe will never have the opportunity to receive formal Bible school training. That's due in part because they are bivocational leaders dependent on training they can glean from workshops and conferences. In light of this need, one goal of Target 2010 is to conduct 20 consultations throughout the country. Last month, team leaders taught 270 pastors in 6 regional training consultations covering Zimbabwe's northern provinces. Meanwhile, the presence of missionaries in a country can sometimes be detrimental. Merrill Dick, with New Tribes Mission, worked with the Pume people in Venezuela before they were forced to evacuate. He says church leaders told him they were forced to look to Christ.
While you were there, we were leaning too hard on you, and now we're leaning on the Holy Spirit, on the true Spirit. We don't really need you back in there anymore. They have actually seen that they can carry on in the work of the Lord without us. Ultimately, the presence of the missionary is detrimental to the final stages of church growth.
Dick says they've been able to meet with church leaders at a safe location to help encourage them, adding they still need prayer support.
The ongoing development of indigenous leadership, that these guys will really grow in their shepherding role, and then for a continued literacy, that there be many more believers who can read and write well. And also for the ongoing translation. We're 45% done now. We hope to finish in 2010.
And the Bible League is celebrating a collaboration that raised more than $75,000 to help send scriptures to children in Romania. The Children Caring for Children Project is a classroom mission program that will help give kids a heart for those who don't have God's Word. This year, participating classes from 2 Christian school districts studied Romania and learned about the needs of the culture. Through the students' efforts, more than 37,000 Romanian children will get a special illustrated scripture book. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the compelling video on AIDS orphans in Africa by Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's an inspirational video on Buckner's work with AIDS orphans in Africa and their efforts to share the gospel with them. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.